guys! I hope your week started off great. Today, I want to share a vision I had about a year ago, which I'm reminded of repeatedly these days by the Holy Spirit, and add something else. But I titled the word "Love is ... back then, and this is what I shared. Today, I have a short word about love. I remember asking God once how love looked like, and I saw him cleaning up the kitchen after a house party. He was collecting all the trash. I'll never forget this picture. Love begins in the small things in everyday life. Where can you serve today? I remember that Jesus actually was one of the guests too, so I didn't know where the host was or all the other guests. He didn't really say a word while cleaning up. He didn't do it reluctantly. He didn't do it expecting to be acknowledged for what he was doing. You could just see it on his face that he was doing it gladly. He did it silently, all by himself. And I realized that that is just how God is. And when you look at Romans 12, you can see that it is a privilege and a gift from God towards us when we have smaller or bigger opportunities to serve in everyday life. Romans 12, 6 to 8 reads, "Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy in proportion to our faith, if service in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, the one who leads with zeal, and the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness." Now, some may think, I don't have the gift of service, so this vision doesn't apply to me. And the former may be true. However, we must remember that we all are called to serve. You're all commanded to serve by Jesus. John 13, verses 12 to 18. "When he, Jesus, had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, 'Do you understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you're right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. I'm not speaking of all of you. I know whom I have chosen.'" Isn't this amazing? Blessed are you if you wash one another's feet. This is the blessing which lies upon a Jesus-centered community. He's speaking to his chosen ones. You know you ought to serve others when you believe that you're chosen by him. I want to add another significant revelation to this, which I received from God, which I'm sure I'll keep sharing with others by God's grace till the end of my life, because I once asked the Lord to reveal to me what prophecy is, because I have the gift of prophecy. And I love to prophesy, but something was bugging me about my heart. And guess which scripture he gave me? John 13, the passage I just read out loud to you. I was in awe, I remember, when I checked the passage, and I heard the Holy Spirit say in that moment, "My daughter, prophecy is washing someone else's feet." Just think about it. He was saying, you should always have a servant heart, the servant heart of Jesus, when you're serving someone with prophecy from heaven, and do it in proportion to your faith. If we go back to the first Bible passage I shared from Romans 12, it says, if you have the gift of prophecy, prophesy in proportion to your faith. So I really want us to remember this when we're prophesying, and remember Jesus, our teacher and Lord, when we're serving others. I want to remember it when no one sees me and says thank you, that God is acknowledging me and affirming me. Because He's recording it, and those records remain in heaven for eternity, and this is my Lord's story through me. I know I was very self-centered once and obsessed with my pain above others, and at one point I cried out for deliverance because I wanted to change. I wanted to live selflessly, and God shifted my focus away from my pain. The Holy Spirit helped me, and He helped me to serve others just silently. He keeps reminding me, even today, that I'm choosing the better path towards healing if I obey and do what He did first by giving us an example. And I know whose I am, so I follow His ways, my sweet and amazing Lord Jesus' ways, because He is the way to the Father. I hope this word blesses you. In Jesus' name, amen.